From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Dry conditions can be expected until the end of the day tomorrow, with temperatures decidedly below freezing during this period. It will be very cold again tonight, but tomorrow night's lows are likely to occur during the evening before southerly winds cause temperatures to rise after midnight. Rising temperatures tomorrow night will be accompanied by snow in the beginning. Light snow will spread in from the southwest, moving northeast, and will then change to sleet in likewise fashion. Even though accumulations will be light, the timing of this next system will likely have impacts on Thursday morning's commute. Precipitation should then come to an end fairly rapidly on Thursday morning, with the wintry mix changing to rain showers in the process. Once the precipitation has all but ended, quite mild conditions will develop on Thursday afternoon, with highs largely in the 40s. For this afternoon, there won't be much getting in the way of the February sunshine. A very subtle upper-level disturbance will bring a few clouds to the northern mountains, while jet stream winds bring a few wisps of thin cirrus clouds over southern sections. Despite the sunshine, temperatures today are running a bit below average relative to the seasonal norms. Highs will range from the upper teens to mid-20s in the south and from the mid to upper teens across the north, with some lower teens possible near the Vermont-Quebec border. As we nudge into late February, the average highs themselves are on the way up. In Rutland, for instance, today's average high is 33 degrees, up from 29 degrees in late January. The colder-than-average temperatures today owe to a sprawling area of high pressure that's drifting in from northwestern Canada via the Great Lakes. This large and cold surface high will control our weather through tonight. Clouds will be on the increase tomorrow, thanks to low pressure over the Mississippi Valley. This low will move northeastward through the Great Lakes tomorrow night, and its circulation will drive a warm front into our region. Light snow will break out as the warm front approaches tomorrow night. A weak area of coastal low pressure won't be enough to keep the inland low from remaining dominant, and so yet again the snow will change to a wintry mix late Wednesday night into early Thursday before the warm air works down to the surface by Thursday afternoon. Behind this next system's cold front, high temperatures on Friday will cool down to around freezing or a bit above as the sun dodges in and out of the clouds. Temperatures will then get more decidedly above freezing on Saturday ahead of the next precipitation maker, one that will likely arrive on Saturday night. In the short-term forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly sunny south and in northern valleys, a few clouds over the northern mountains, highs from the upper teens to mid-20s in the south, mid to upper teens north with some lower teens near the Vermont-Quebec border, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 east of the Greens. Tonight, mainly clear and cold, lows 5 above to 5 below in the south, and in the Champlain Valley, 0 to 10 below elsewhere north, northwest winds diminishing to light and variable. On Wednesday, increasing high-level cloudiness across the north with high temperatures in the upper teens to mid-20s, some upper 20s in the Champlain Valley, becoming mostly cloudy south with highs from the mid-20s to around 30, winds becoming south 5 to 10 miles an hour during the afternoon. On Wednesday night, snow developing from southwest to northeast, mixing with sleet west of the Greens and in southern areas, snow and sleet accumulation 1 to 3 inches, early lows in the mid to upper teens east of the Green Mountains, and low to mid-20s in the west, winds becoming southeast 5 to 15 miles an hour, gusting to 25 west of the Greens. Thursday, a wintry mix changing to rain showers before tapering to widely scattered rain showers by midday, another inch or two of snow and sleet possible northeast, little or none elsewhere, some partial afternoon clearing possible in the southwest, highs on Thursday in the upper 30s to mid-40s, south winds becoming southwest 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 30. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.